Com. Toll free of these airwaves. The number is 855-453, and that is the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. You know what? If you've been thinking about getting a Bitcoin wallet, you should go to blockchain.info. You can get a free Bitcoin wallet there, and you can get installed software on your cell phone, your preferred phone. Maybe it's an iPhone, maybe it is an Android phone. We were talking about jailbreaking and rooting those phones a few moments ago. You don't need to have a rooted phone to use this software. The blockchain.info software makes it easy for you to have access to your Bitcoins on your phone, your laptop, your desktop, wherever you happen to be. As long as you've got an internet connection, you'll have your stuff. In fact, go to blockchain.info right now and check it out. There's lots of other cool features there, like ways to send money anonymously using Bitcoin. So again, blockchain.info. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to go to the phones and the fun. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. And then coming up, Colorado secession, as well as Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Michael is with us in San Francisco via Skype. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys are so worried about Venezuela. Aren't you a little worried about America, the land that makes you buy health insurance? Before that, they've made you buy flood insurance, which, by the way, they still do. And they're the only people who sell the flood insurance, and they dictate the flood zones. I don't know how familiar you guys are with that in New Hampshire, but in the San Francisco Bay Area, they go back to like the 1700s when the Spanish were here and said, oh, hey, this area flooded. You're in a flood zone, even though it hasn't flooded in the last 250 years. You got to buy flood insurance. But forget about that. I don't know what do you guys think about all this health insurance? This is the most insane thing ever. They're forcing you to buy a product that you usually don't want. In Venezuela, I mean, what do you expect? It's a banana republic, and you had a guy like Hugo Chavez running the place. I mean, it's a joke, right? I mean, you know, they stand in line for powdered milk there, even though they have. Yeah.
They weren't before, but the more the more that these economic policies pile up, the worse it gets. I mean, I think that it's ridiculous to make people buy health insurance. Specifically, what it does is it forces young people who would otherwise not have health insurance in many cases. I don't have health insurance now. I have chosen that, you know, I'm just not going to get sick this year. And I've taken the gamble so far, and it's worked out for me. And, you know, I'm going to be forced to basically pay for older people who have lived crappier lifestyles to be covered. And
aren't you quitting paying income tax?
What's that?
Aren't you quitting paying income tax?
Yes, I am.
So how will you be forced to pay for other people's health insurance?
I don't know exactly.
Okay.
Right. Well,
I guess, if you were forced to buy the health insurance, then you would be subsidizing other people's lifestyles at that point. But you haven't gone to sign up for this yet, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay, but if you're going to go to buy health insurance, like you just want to buy it because you want to be a responsible person, like I tried to do the other day, I mean, you have to go on that government site. They're no matter what, they're going to be involved. You're going to be on the matrix for that.
So you have to buy health insurance through the government's websites now? You can't just call up Blue Cross?
You have to basically like make sure that, you know, Obama, he wants you to have the insurance plan that he wants and his administration wants, right? You know, you have to buy, I don't know if you guys are aware, maybe, I know you guys are. I mean, for example, we're all men, right? But we would have to buy insurance to have kids, you know, maternity insurance or whatever.
Yeah, no, and I mean, we've definitely talked about these things. It's just that I'm not going to pound the pulpit on this issue every single night, so we like to bring a variety of issues to the forefront. I mean, we've certainly pointed out how, for instance, if the government is forcing everyone to buy health insurance, that eventually, you know, presuming the website actually worked, which apparently it doesn't, it's just been an absolute government debacle, but presuming that it would actually work and people were actually being forced to buy this health insurance, then that would mean that all these companies would be forced to accept customers that would be very high-risk customers, and they would essentially go out of business at some point because they wouldn't be able to afford to pay for all the, you know, nobody would be able to afford to pay for this stuff over time, and so the companies, as prices would skyrocket out of control, would end up selling themselves to, you know, they would end up basically being bought out by the biggest agencies in the game, and then eventually it would likely lead to a government takeover of whichever two or three agencies would remain because they wouldn't be able to make it work on an affordable basis. If you have to take on people that are going to bring instant cost to the business, you'd have to raise the prices even more, and that'll raise them beyond the point of people being able to afford them. So it's just there's no good ending to this more control situation, and so I'm completely with you, Michael. I mean, I totally get where you're coming from.
I mean, but imagine Goldman Sachs, people involved with the auto takeover and all these kind of things. I mean, this is, I expect something like this from Venezuela. It's always been a wacky country. You know, I mean, there's always something odd that's come out of that country for the last couple hundred years.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's not interesting to examine what's going on elsewhere.
You have to be able to look at what's, you know, how bad it can get in order to take a look at how bad it's getting here. Because otherwise, you have nothing to compare against.
And true.
Yeah,
true.
That's the intention here. And I, you know, we agree, but the fact is that, you know, I think that this is inevitable. I don't think there's anything that can be done about it. The Republican that was in office prior to this Democrat being in office grew government intervention in health care by the largest amount the country had ever seen. And, you know, the Republicans...
You're talking about the prescription, the yep. prescription plan, right? Yeah, okay,
right.
Yeah.
They stood alongside and clapped.
Right, you had No Child Left Behind, you had... The, you know, these, which I toss them No Child Left Behind. Talk about a joke that is, you know, I mean, it's, but remember, oddly enough, all these government programs are masses, these wonderful things to help the children or whatever, but it's all done to support private companies. You know, I mean,
sure.
No Child Left Behind has to be, they have to use a private company to basically send people like myself in, that I did a couple years ago, to just babysit kids after school. That's all it is. You know, so they could pass some ridiculous test like you guys were talking about earlier.
So any solutions? Any thoughts?
Any solutions? I mean, you know, the problem is we don't have enough politicians like Ron or Rand Paul, people who, you know, want to try to cut costs and make government smaller, reduce taxes. I mean, a lot of people make those promises, but they don't.
No solution.
Yeah, that's the difficulty there.
I mean, what do you? I mean, what are your alternatives? Revolution? I mean,
that's not a good idea. That's just
right.
Violence.
Yeah.
My solution is, of course, the Free State Project and moving liberty-minded people to New Hampshire and then hopefully seceding from the United States so we can actually be free and have a chance at sustaining ourselves.
Right, you really think Colorado's going to be able to pull this off? I mean, maybe.
They're not seceding from the United States, so, you know, I don't know. In fact, we can get into the details on that. Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. Appreciate it. The story is from the
Thanks 18th. For bringing it up.
as a matter of fact. So the Colorado folks aren't looking to secede from the United States.
Right,
so
they're not going to be nine counties of Colorado seceding right in the middle of the country.
In my opinion, that they don't go far enough with this idea. But it's still an idea, and it's still a good idea to have more states. I mean, if we can have, if there were 250 states instead of 50 of them, then that would give people more choices as to where to live. So I think having more of a diversity of options is a good thing, even under the U.S. federal government.
The more diversity there are in states, the more options that people have. And why would that be a bad thing? Why do we want hegemony inside the states? Well, I can tell you the reason is because the Democrats want the Republicans to live the way the Democrats want them to live, and the Republicans want the Democrats to live the way the Republicans want them to live.
Yeah, until you're ready to get rid of the idea of trying to control your neighbor, then you will never be free. And that's one of the most important factors, is whether or not you're willing to allow other people to be free. And that's one of the problems here, and one of the motivators for the rural Coloradans who are now voting for secession. According to the AP, the nation's newest state, if rural Colorado residents have their way, would be about the size of Vermont, but with the population of a small town spread across miles of farmland. There wouldn't be civil unions for gay couples, legal recreational marijuana, new renewable energy standards, or limits on ammunition magazines. We'll get to the story here in moments.
Sounds like a real joy.
And you can take control as well. Maybe you are living in Colorado and you've got some opinions about this you would like to share. You can do that. Toll-free number is 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Did you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores and chains contains banned pesticides and has a high mold content. Seriously, we're proud to partner with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Try a free pound today. You cover shipping. 10% of future purchases benefit our efforts to give the gift of human freedom throughout the world. At least 100 World Vision microfinance loans. For more information, go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll-free here at 855-453, the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and get interactive there. We've got listening options. You can get tuned in via live streams broadband, midband, narrowband versions. That means different bit rates for different internet connections. Maybe you've got a really lousy cell phone connection, but still enough data just to surf slowly. You can use the low bandwidth stream then. Or if you're just flowing with data, you're in 4G, use our broadband stream. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. We've also got over 125 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. And we've got satellite listening options, including free-to-air satellite, meaning you pay $0 per month, and you can listen to Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM liberty-oriented shows. There is also a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Please go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more and get tuned in.
I generally think that things are getting better here on planet Earth. Generally, every day that technology is drawing us closer to some better future with more human freedom. But I'm not fool enough to think that there aren't going to be some bumps along the way, that one doesn't need to protect oneself and one's family. And one of the ways you can do that is with infidel body armor. If you have some kind of projectile weapon, so does the other guy, likely. And, the check to that is having some kind of body armor. InfidelBodyArmor.com will allow you to find their full selection of protective body armor and supplies. You can find them at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor, bodyarmor.com. The government's preparing for something. Shouldn't you, too? Infidel Body Armor just won't quit. InfidelBodyArmor.com.
All right, so we continue here. We're talking about the Coloradans and their recent votes for secession. The AP has the story on it, published yesterday. Secession supporters know the votes were symbolic, designed to grab the attention of a Democratic-controlled legislature. They say the vote results emphasize a growing frustration in conservative prairie towns with a more populous and liberal urban front range, which has helped solidify the Democrats' power. We can't outvote the metropolitan areas anymore, and the rural areas don't have a voice.
Yeah, you know, this really stinks, by the way, when you're, and this is true in so many states, that you've got this large metropolitan area that controls state government, and the rest of you in the outlying areas, you just gotta suck it up, because it's tough. The metropolitan area decides how policy is going to go. And I don't agree with some of the policies here that, are they going to call themselves? Northern Colorado?
Something really New Colorado? Like that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they should call themselves something even more exciting than that. I mean, if you have the opportunity to name a state, you're just going to name it Northern something? That stinks.
Very uncreative.
Yeah. Like, call it Flying Awesomeness. It's something.
Perk Odell's 80 years old. He's a lifelong resident of Akron in Washington County. And they did vote to secede. The five counties share borders covering about 9,500 square miles and have a combined population of approximately 29,200. Four of the counties, Phillips, Yuma, Kit Carson, and Cheyenne, border Kansas. They are solidly Republican areas that have long identified more with Kansas and Nebraska because of their agricultural background. Towns like Akron, population 1,700, were founded in the 1880s along railroads and thrived as agriculture producers, booming in the 1900s during grain shortages. They began a decline in the 1920s that continued through the Dust Bowl, and their populations have decreased or remained stagnant since then.
So they are the size of Vermont, you said,
mm-hmm.
but
a fraction of the population.
A fraction of the population. 2,900, about 30.
29,000 population.
29,000 people, so about 30,000 people. That's a very small city or a large town.
Yeah, Vermont has a population of 750,000 or somewhere around there.
So thereabouts.
What remains are tight-knit communities where grain silos are sometimes the tallest structures around.
I can't imagine they would be anything else.
Other parts of the state, meanwhile, have grown. More than 80% of Colorado's 5 million residents live on the Front Range. The counties that voted to secede currently only have 2 state representatives and 1 state senator. In some ways, the feeling of being ignored to the days of Colorado's gold rush when miners flocked to the Front Range, according to a history professor at the University of Colorado at Denver. Ever since the gold rush, those areas have been places that people rush over, and I think that's still how people feel, like people are whizzing past them at 80 miles an hour. For the cluster of rural counties to become a new state, Colorado lawmakers would have to sign off followed by Congress, a scenario that even supporters of the plan say is highly unlikely.
It's highly unlikely. You know, I can't understand why. I mean, I guess you're talking about adding another couple of seats in the Senate. That stinks. Really, it'll just be moving around in the House. The House is mandated to 435 drunken, irresponsible, you know, people. So I don't know why they wouldn't give these people a state. I mean, why wouldn't you want people to feel represented?
Well, they are going to say things here that will attempt to placate them in a moment.
Like what?
Well, hang on. I'll get to Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper and his thoughts about all this in just a second. But, you know, I have to question the idea that they would need to get Congress's approval. Shouldn't they be able to just go halfway? If they were to get the Colorado legislature's approval to see you later, okay, you guys can go now, then wouldn't they just be the equivalent of a territory, like, you know, Guam or something like that?
I don't know. I can't see why not.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, maybe all they really need to do is convince the Colorado legislature, which, of course, may also be an impossible task. But, you know, this, I think, this whole Colorado
I wonder what would happen if you just convinced the sheriffs. I mean, these are five counties there, and, you know, you state police, you ain't loud here and here no more. Really, when it comes to, as long as you're paying the federal government its money when it comes to income tax, the feds really don't care. So if the sheriffs, the county sheriffs, tell the state police, you're not welcome in here anymore, then that essentially cuts off whatever power the state has. Now, I imagine Colorado has a state income tax because most of them do. I don't know this. You know, I'm just going off the top of my head here. I'm not looking at what some website with state income taxes. But you'd have to figure out some way to get around paying Colorado state income tax. But those are really the only things that the state has to do. If you're keeping out their policing agents, whether they be state police or some kind of other, you know, agricultural, whatever, police, then you've successfully essentially seceded, right?
Yeah, I think that's what people really should consider in Colorado, is taking a more, a stronger approach to this. Not a violent one, but just a stronger approach. Okay, it's great, you know, it's fine to go through the political process and have votes and everything like that. And indeed, these votes were successful in these five counties. So that is an indicator of the popularity of this idea, at least. So why not just go ahead and rally people together and then say, look, if you don't let us go, we're just going to stop paying you.
Right. It's 4.63% is the flat rate personal income tax in Colorado. So for the joy of being ignored in northeastern Colorado, you can pay this the folks in Denver 4.63%.
Don't worry, though. The Democratic governor has taken notice, and he says, we understand that some rural areas still feel underrepresented and are not
being
heard.
We've treated you like crap up to this point, but we promise we'll be better.
We remain committed to listening more and working with local communities all across Colorado.
Stick it.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEIS.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control if you want. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Still to come, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. We are talking about secession, though, right now. In this case, Northern Colorado, five counties have voted to secede. Where will this go? We'll talk more about the possibilities here in a moment. Also, take your calls and thoughts. And again, you can connect with us on Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. The webcam is there. You can watch, listen, and interact. Other Free Talk Live listeners are there in the chat room. Enjoy it for free over at cam.freetalklive.com.
I've recently switched my brand of coffee to BuzzBox Coffee. And this was introduced to me by another guy in the radio business who had a very convincing pitch for why I should switch. First off, he knows that health's important to me, and I've always been disturbed by the fact that in many countries, third world countries, leaded fuel isn't outlawed. Now, I understand I'm not here, I'm not a big on government regulations, but I'm not big in lead in my soil either. So I know that coffee is an extraordinarily absorbent crop, one of the most absorbent out there, and that it can absorb the pesticides that aren't outlawed in the United States, the lead that's not outlawed, and those kind of things. Well, for whatever reason that people choose to use them, I don't want them used on my stuff, and the regulations don't protect me from, and I don't even know. Like, I don't know what's in my coffee, and it bothers me. Secondarily,
rather, you didn't know.
I didn't know. Now I do know, right? That's why I've switched to BuzzBox, is because, and the other reason is that 10% of proceeds if you order from BuzzBox, if you order coffee from them, they benefit what have become Free Talk Live's efforts to help spread freedom around the globe by sponsoring 100 World Vision financed microloans. Now, what these do is these loans are given to entrepreneurs around the globe, especially in, you know, coffee-growing regions, in order to help them get their own coffee farms and a variety of other businesses that they do. And so you can help people one cup at a time. You're going to get good, safe coffee that doesn't have mold in it. And a lot of most of the coffee that you're experiencing, sits around kind of wet and moldy and then gets ground up and you never know. And that's true with store brands and chain brands. So go to it's coffee.freetalklive.com. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. And check out the page that we have there that interacts with BuzzBox.
All right. So we're talking about Colorado and their recent vote for secession. Several counties in Colorado, about five counties, have voted for secession. 29,000 people live in these counties total. About 9,500 square miles. And these folks they're ready to say goodbye to the state. Unfortunately, they still need the state's permission to allow them to leave. So that's kind of the tricky part.
It's like asking an abusing spouse if you're allowed to leave.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And now, this is fundamentally flawed. This is a mess. You're telling me in the freest country on earth, and by the way, there's no quantifiable evidence for that, that you can't choose to whom you're going, who's going to represent you, who's going to be your government. Your county can't get together and say, oh, we've got some counties here and we're going to make ourselves our own state. Now, at least there has to be some kind of guidelines here. If they say, well, okay, well, you got to get enough counties together so that you're at least as populous as Wyoming. Something. There needs to be some kind of rules. I can understand why these five counties can't go because, well, you know, they don't have enough people at 30,000 people or whatever.
There are island nations that don't have a whole lot of people.
I understand. We're not talking about island nations. We're talking about states in the United States of America. They need some kind of guidelines. When was the last time a new state was created? It's like 1940s.
49 or something like that, Alaska or somewhere.
And they brought on board two kind of weird states that aren't even attached. And many times have indigenous populations that probably wouldn't have come on board, that it's mostly, immigrant populations that voted to bring them on as states. So what I think is that, let's at the very least, let's put together some kind of guidelines. If it's population-based, fine. If it's whatever it is. But there needs to be some reason, because it stinks to be in rural Illinois and have Chicago tell you what to do. It stinks to be in Durango, Colorado, and having Denver telling you what to do. This happens all over the country. There's some in New York State. It's awful to have New York City tell you how you're going to run your state.
It's awful to just have anybody tell you how to live. Anybody anywhere. I don't care if they're living close or far away.
Now, Ian, in the story, you haven't gotten into real details about what kind of policy changes or what kind of policies they want to enact in their new state, have you?
I don't know if they've really gotten into detail on that. I mean, the article suggests in the beginning that it's going to be kind of a right-wing sort of place.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that there are certain issues that people have been talking about. You know, they don't like the legalization of marijuana. They don't like gay civil unions. So it doesn't really sound like a place I would want to live.
Yeah, I'm not going to rush off there.
But I support their ability to self-determine, their ability to be separate.
Don't you want to know the parts of the country that want these things? Hey,
so
that's what I want to know. Yes.
Yeah. Amos is with us in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Amos.
Great. How are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say kudos to what Mark has said and also what you said, that, let us, have areas. It's kind of like when I was in college, we had certain dormitories that voted on certain lifestyles, as far as smoking, non-smoking, quiet hours and all this kind of stuff. And then you made the selection on where you wanted to be the next year, when I was in college.
Yeah, that's a great policy.
Yeah, and you just did it that way. And I think the same thing with the whole country. We ought to be able to do You know, those that want certain things go to one place. Those that don't want certain things go to another place. I just don't really see what's the big deal about it. And
the big deal is people want to control you. They want you to live the way they want you to live because
right.
they're smarter than you are.
Right. And I just think the people in Colorado, in those counties, now this is the way you do it. You just, I know Ian would agree with you. You just don't send the state any money, and then
yes.
you don't take anything from the state.
Right. What
and
are they going to do?
And walk away from them. And walk
right.
away
You've got 29,000 people. Now, look, not all of them voted for secession, but let's just say, okay, so probably not all of them even voted. They're probably municipal elections. You've got 2,900 people. Let's say you've got 2,900 out of the 29,000 that actually voted for this secession. Most of the rest of people, you know, some of them voted against it. Most of them probably don't care because that's just how people are in municipal elections. They're completely apathetic. I would be interested in knowing, though, what the turnouts were in these elections. If the secession issue pushed a greater turnout than the average municipal election, that would be a curiosity that I'd like satisfied. But you know, if you had 2,900 people who said, yeah, that's it, we're not sending you. If you don't secede, if you, the state legislature, do not allow us to secede, if you do not pass some sort of legislation this session that says we are going to say goodbye to these five counties, then we, the undersigned 2,900, will no longer be sending our income tax statements in and screw you. What are they going to do? Are they going to go ahead and imprison 2,900 people?
Of course.
Are they really going to do that?
Of course not.
No, they don't have the facilities for it.
No, they don't. It gets back to what the black people did in the South in the time of, you know, with Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
You start sitting in these lunch counters enough and other things, and that means nobody has to, there ain't been any violence or anything.
No. In fact, if you want your movement to fail, go ahead and bring violence into the picture.
Don't cooperate. Just sit down. Don't cooperate.
Thank you, Amos, for your call and thoughts. I totally agree with that. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That is taking things to the next level. But if these people are serious, and they seem serious, I mean, this is – when's the last time secession was voted on?
I don't know. Even if it was just state secession.
I mean, this is pretty amazing stuff. So take it to the next level. Don't let it die here. Don't let your belief in this system kill this movement.
Ian, if Cheshire County wanted to secede from the state of New Hampshire, what would you vote for?
Would it be its own independent place?
It would be its own independent county.
I support it. We're
coming
up
in the center.
You can take control here. It's Red Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screen lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. The AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We take that, invest it into the show, help get on. The money helps us get on more new radio stations, bringing new internet listeners on board, exposing new people all over the place to the ideas of freedom. And we're working even harder now to do that because of the special fundraiser that we've got going on. We've raised about $300 per month towards this, towards a goal of $950 per month. And that arbitrary number is because the 950 goal is because we've gotten about five or six people together who are moneyed enough to be able to
match your dollars,
match up to $950 per month. So that's a total that they can match, not each one of them is doing 950. So that 950 U.S. dollars per month can be matched by a few different ways. You can give money to the AMP program. So if you do AMP for $5 a month, it's like AMPing for 10. If you don't want to do AMP for whatever reason, you just want to throw something into the pot, you can do a one-time contribution. That's one of the options at amp.freetalklive.com. The one-time contributions will also be matched. So this month we've had about $250 or $225 in one-time contributions, and we've had about $300 in monthly contributions as well.
So what we need is we need people to sort of step up by the end of the month so that we can get that full matching, the full matching money, because we're...
Well, actually, the end of the month is going to be in, I believe, about 2 or 3 days, Mark, because we started in the middle of the month last month, if I'm recalling correctly.
Okay.
So we've gotten to a third of our goal, which I consider to be very good, considering the fact that the AMP program has, until the last month, been very, very stagnant. We have
actually, the month is a calendar month, November 1st through the November 30th. There was a little bit of cushion built in ahead of the ahead of time on it.
I thought we were doing this mid-month.
No, it's not mid-month. It's at the end of the month is what I told the donors.
So we're doing 6 weeks of fundraising for the first month?
I'm sorry. It takes a little ramp-up time,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
You know?
You should have waited to let that information out until 2 or 3 days from now.
People need 2 weeks? It's not much time to get on board. So we need to get these funds raised so that we'll be able to get the full matching funds.
Right. Well, I mean, that would be great. So anyway, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can also throw Bitcoin in, and I actually haven't taken the time, Mark, to assess the Bitcoin. I need to do that within the next few days.
Now, nobody's matching Bitcoin donations.
They are, yes, they actually, are. Believe
with
it or
Bitcoins?
Not.
Yeah. Bitcoins? Yeah. That's insane.
Well, not Bitcoin to Bitcoin.
You never catch Ian doing that.
Dollars to dollars.
You never catch me doing that. You never catch Ian doing that.
So you're saying, Mark, that if somebody throws a Bitcoin in, which is worth about $350 right now, that we will calculate at the end of the month what that Bitcoin is worth, and then the cash will be matched?
We should calculate it on the day that it was donated.
Oh, Christ, that's going to be difficult.
I'm sorry that it's all this work to figure out how what people are giving you money on, man.
Yeah, well, that is a lot of work, as a matter of fact, because if somebody donates 0.01 Bitcoin on one instance, then, you know, that's all going to be figured out.
Watch the blasphemy. Watch the blasphemy, and there's janitors here.
What did I say?
I can't repeat it. Jesus.
I don't even know what I said. What did I blast?
Just go ahead. God, he wouldn't know a joke if it came and kicked him in the butt.
I just don't even pay enough attention to what I'm saying here, so I don't really know what I said. Anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get behind the show. And we're still, I guess, trying to figure out the rules here of this contributing program, or I guess I am still trying to figure out the rules. So apparently you've got a couple extra weeks here to help us reach that $950 monthly goal. So thank you in advance for doing that. It's making a big difference for us. What we're doing with the extra money is hiring Daryl to do some affiliate relations work for the show, which is what I normally do during the day. And I call radio stations during the day and contact them on behalf of Free Talk Live, try to get them to come on board with the show. And Daryl has been a big help in that so far. He actually quit his other job, you know, kind of on spec, basically hoping that this was going to pan out. And so thank you for helping make that happen.
It's looking good. If we keep the kind of sign-up rate that we've been getting, then, yeah, we'll be able to do that. Sure.
Right. If you've been waiting to amp, if you've been thinking about amping Free Talk Live, this is the best time to do so, because there's never been matching contributions before, and there may never be again. I don't know. But right now you can do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. And these guys are pledged to continue for at least a year, right? These matching contributions are pledged
11 months
on into the future. So it's not like it's just this one month. It's going to continue on. So, again, go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the Johnny Ray Game of the Week.
Is it time for that already?
He's changing it up this week.
Yeah, we are in the remaining moments, Mark. I said it was Dominion Asterisk, right? Well, Ian, you and I are both big fans of the deck building game Dominion.
I like this game. I don't know if I'm a big fan. I've never actually played the online version of it, but you've told me that it's a very good online game. I guess there's another version of it that you played previously. And I've only played it in real life with you, Johnny Ray, and I have enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, there was a fan-made computer, a web-based iteration of the game Dominion mm-hmm. that you could play online. And that was great. I loved it. I played it all the time. But the people who made that consensually, voluntarily took it down because Dominion and probably Rio Grande Games, who publishes Dominion, had gone into an agreement with a professional company to put out a for-profit online version of the game.
Can you still get the other one, like, if you know where to go? Or have the servers been taken down and you just can't even play anybody on it?
I don't think you can, because I think they took it down because they felt like that was the honorable thing to
do. That's too bad.
Sure. And I haven't.
Because now you got to pay for it? You got to pay for this new app?
You have to pay. There's a certain amount of it that's free. Now, I haven't been playing that version of Dominion. That's
the old one or the new one?
I haven't been playing any kind of online version of Dominion. I've been playing the card game. You saw me playing with Daryl and Robin Hood the other day. And it's Dominion is a game I haven't played for a while. I got mm-hmm. back into it over the past couple of days, and I'm considering playing for BitSense with some of my pals.
Gambling.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm going to be taking it over to the Keene Senior Center and playing with some of them old bastards over there. But Dominion is a fantastic game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
an easy game to learn. It's not very complicated.
Yep, it's a deck-building game, so every player starts with the same deck, which is a very rudimentary deck. And then the cards that you build your deck with are all out in the center of the table.
Well, the thing I like about Dominion is that it's not a Magic the Gathering kind of game. Not that I dislike Magic, but Magic kind of jumps the shark because they just went into all these crazy rules and there's never-ending cards to collect. This is not a collectible card game.
Right.
Dominion is a game where there's preset cards in the game. You can buy expansion packs, but nobody keeps the cards at the end of the game. They go back in the game box.
Right. So I should stop there. Yeah, everybody's on a level playing field. There's I think it's called power creep, where if you want to be competitive in Magic the Gathering, you have to keep buying cards.
Yes,
you got to keep
ridiculous.
Buying the boosters and stuff, or you're going to be outmatched by the people spending all the money. So Dominion's great, and I'm enjoying that.
What about this video game? I mean, the online version you were talking about. Dominion. What was it called? Dominion Asterisk?
Dominion Asterisk. See, Dominion Asterisk was a category.
Okay.
The other game that I've been playing on my laptop is Dominions 3, which is not a deck-building card game, but is a god game. And
wait a minute. You just changed from talking about Dominion the card game into some other unrelated game?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's related.
So
it's
wait,
Dominion
is there a Dominion
Asterisk.
So there is a Dominion Asterisk app now that someone can use to play Dominion online?
No, I'm using the Asterisk as the MS-DOS wildcard character. So Dominions is... Dominion and Dominions 3 both fit into the
universe,
the label Dominion Asterisk.
Uh-huh.
You follow me?
I get you. So what you're saying, there isn't a Dominion online game that one can download?
Yes, there is, and it's published by GoCo, but there's no asterisk involved. It's just called Dominion.
Just called Dominion.
Yeah.
And you have not played that, the online?
I've played it, but I don't particularly care for it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't like the aesthetic. I don't like the
old. You played the old one or the new one?
I've played both of them. I love the old one. It was free whenever the expansions came out.
Old one was
good.
New one not so good.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. But Dominions 3 is a different game. It's a god game. It's like on a it's like a Risk kind of a game. Mm-hmm. But the old god is dead, Ian. The old god is dead and gone, and pretenders have risen. You are one of the pretender gods. You design your god, you go out, and you fight the other gods, and you try and extend your dominion and the teachings of your god over the other players.
Is this a Windows game, Mac?
It just came out on Steam.
Mm.
I'm playing it on my Windows machine.
Dominion 3?
Dominions 3.
Well, we'll have to talk about it more next week, because
we'll talk more
about Dominion, the card game, which is also a great game. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.